A reading from the book of Job. The Lord addressed Job out of the storm and said, "Who shut within doors the sea when it burst forth from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling bands? When I set limits for it and fastened the bar of its door and said, 'Thus far shall you come, but no farther. And here shall your proud waves be stilled.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, the love of Christ impels us. Once we have come to the conviction that one died for all, therefore all have died. He indeed died for all, so that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. Consequently, from now on we regard no one according to the flesh. Even if we once knew Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him so no longer. So, whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat just as he was, and other boats were with him. A violent squall came up, and waves were breaking over the boat so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even wind and sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
These words are taken from the first reading we heard proclaimed. The Lord addressed Job out of the storm. Out of the storm. If you are familiar with the towns and cities that are on the Mississippi between here and St. Paul, there is a little town called Minnieska on the Minnesota side. It's a town that you can certainly blink once, but I would not blink twice. It is a typical town on the river. It is long but very short, and so once you go through it, you pass it very quickly. But that little town's going to remain in my mind for this reason. In October of 2016, I was on vacation with several other priests of the diocese, and we were in Canada, and I received a phone call from the associate that I had that my mother had a serious stroke, and she was expecting not to live. When I got back by train, I arrived right on time in La Crosse, hurry up and got to the cathedral, signing checks, making phone calls, quickly packing a few things to stay overnight to go up to River Falls. I was anxious, I was worried, I was tired, there was a lot of things going through my mind. But when I got to the little town of Minnieska, all of a sudden I felt calm. And it somehow inside me it said things are going to be just fine. I got to River Falls about 10 o'clock, and I saw my family, and they told me my mother had passed away. And I asked, I said, "Well, what time did she die?" "Oh, just about a little over an hour ago." thinking maybe it was 8:50. In the midst of my worry and anxieties and fear, a voice came to me to say things are going to be just fine, thinking maybe that was God telling me she will be taken care of. I've had several other experiences like that, and I'm wondering if you've had the same. And when in the midst of your own storms, if you want to say, peace and calm comes. And maybe it is God's way of saying he is with you and things are going to be just okay. I use that because of what we heard in our first reading today, because Job went through the same thing in his life. And yet, out of the storms in his life, God spoke and God made his presence known to him. The book of Job is the first book in what's called the wisdom literature in the Old Testament. Job is known to be a good, holy, moral, righteous man and very innocent. God was very pleased with him. But several storms affected him because of the devil went to God and said, I'll bet you that he would deny you if something happened to him. So God said, take care of him, though. Don't touch Job. So Job, in that first storm, lost his cattle, other possessions that he had. But the worst thing was that he lost his children. The big tent came down and killed them all. And yet Job remained innocent and good before God. The devil went to God again and said, I'll bet you this time he will even deny you if something happens to him. He said, whatever you do, do not kill him. Job broke out in severe boils. We probably would know it as leprosy. And even though when his friends came to console him, they at first could not even approach, they couldn't believe how bad he looked. Through it all, Job remained innocent. He was tried because his three friends tried to tell him, you did something terribly wrong to deserve this. This would not have happened if you had not done something wrong to God. What was it you did? He said, I didn't do anything. Now, Job was tried. Job, towards the end, was having what we call self-pity, wallowing in self-pity. And he said, I want God to address me, to tell me why did these things happen to me. Bad things happen to somebody as good. Now, you might think that he was self-righteous. He wasn't. He just wanted to know. And what we heard is the first speech that God gives. There's two sets. And basically, I'm going to put it in this way. There's two questions that God addresses to Job. Rhetorical questions, probably. Where were you when I created everything? And where were you when I made things right out of chaos? If you take a look at Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, we hear that already, where there was this great abyss and this great wind, but out of it God created everything. And it was in this speech and the other three that Job became humble before God. He recognized that he's only a creature in the sight of God. And he realizes that he didn't have to and shouldn't be blaming God in the midst of this trying of these storms. And it was God who at the very end rewarded him with more than he could ever imagine for being good, moral, upright, and righteous. God blessed him with more possessions than he ever had before. And he blessed him with more children. And I think to me the very last line is crucial, in which it says, Job lived to be an old man, which was considered a blessing, and he saw his children's children. How many times have we faced storms in our lives in which we wonder why things happen to us? But through it all, we hope that we can find the calm, that knowing that the Lord indeed is the one who calms the storms and knowing that he is present indeed. In our gospel passage for today, we heard how the apostles were so afraid and frightened in this boat. This storm came up and frightened them and said, woke the Lord and said, do you not care that we're going to die? And all Jesus had to say was, be quiet, be still. And the storm subsided, and God made his presence known. I hope that remained with the apostles, and I think it did, because how could they even face death courageously? Because they knew that God would calm all storms. So today, if there's anything that we can learn from the book of Job, is striving each and every day, trying to face the challenges in life, and wanting to know perhaps why do these things happen to us. We hope that we can be like Job, is good, righteous, holy before him. And if we can keep our innocence before God, we know that God indeed is present, and God will calm the storms that we face, whether they are natural or whether they are caused by evil. We want to face God and hopefully know that he will give us the peace and tranquility we long to face any storm that we face, knowing that he is with us and that it will lead us to him.